All right, WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My apologies, having some technical difficulties here in the broadcast studio. Not to worry, because we're going to go to, we're not going to need any technical difficulties, because we are going to go to our brand new studio. Juan, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Awesome. And we are going to go to Karamazov live to celebrate our fun drive victory. Of having everybody come through for us and making our fun drive goal. Now, the last time you were here, it was just you and Alex?
Yeah, our percussionist.
Yeah, and now it's you and like 5-6 other people.
Yeah, this is the newest iteration of Karamazov. We've got Stu on the ukulele, Vlad's gonna be playing guitar and mandolin, Tim from the Fighting Jamesons and the Dharma Bombs is playing violin, and also from the Dharma Bombs is Drew, and from Energy 2000, we have...
I'm also from Energy 2000.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I was hearing you guys rehearse, and you guys sound fantastic, and I can't wait to hear the full set. So without further ado, let me remind you that you're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM Richmond, and let us hear Karamazov live on Pop Goes the World. Thank you.
So we are Karamazov. This is Stu. That last song was a John Hartford tune called Presbyterian Guitar, adapted for this. And the two before it were melodies written out by Mr. Juan Harmon on the accordion. And they were Rouge Jacquard and what was Toy Piano, I believe?
Yep.
And now this next song is kind of a gypsy jazz tune that I wrote after seeing a guitarist, Stefan Rembel. He's just a phenomenal guy. But yeah, this next one is called Putin Scootin, aka Gypsy in Stu Minor. You're listening to WRIR. Next one is Saint Strawberry, and I'm a huge fan of The Fan here in RVA, and I remember I was walking through and I saw Strawberry Street, and I noticed that Street and Saint have the same name, and at the same time I was working on this song, and I thought it was really cute, so this is Saint Strawberry.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
That's the last one in the set, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you guys stay in there, because as I was mentioning, I was having technical difficulties here in the studio, so I'll just talk to you from here.
Oh, okay.
All right, awesome. I was actually driving with some friends the other day, and their GPS that they were using actually says, because they read the street names in the GPS computer language as Saint.
Really?
So it says, make a left on Strawberry Saint.
Oh, nice.
Says, yes. And even the drive, like Addison Drive, it'll say Doctor. It reads it as Doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's the next song.
Right. So, yes, it'll say turn right on Addison Doctor as opposed to Addison Drive. So there you go. There you go.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much for coming down and doing this for us again. I appreciate it.
Man, thank you so much for having us.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is fantastic. Because, yeah, like I was saying, the last time you only had was just the two of you.
Yeah, it was...
Two and a half.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, this band is like, ever since I came to Richmond, it's mainly been me and all of my friends, and sometimes, like, the band comes and goes in waves.
It's a collective.
Yeah, it's totally a collective, but yeah. Vlad here, he's been with me from the start. He wasn't at the last show, because he was... He had temporarily quit, and now he's back in, so...
Awesome.
Thank goodness.
Well, welcome back, Vlad. Welcome back. Thanks. Good to have you back.
He's actually Prince Mishkin, who called in last time.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember.
It was a bad joke.
But were you in town, or I thought you were out of town?
No, I was in town.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, all right. So now you've become a collective, and the sound is so much fuller, obviously, and much more lush. And it's gorgeous. So, you know, I mean, kudos on having everybody in. But this isn't even the full... Is this the full band?
No. I mean, ideally the full band for me would be like a huge orchestra. But as of right now, we have a trombone player and... we do have the famous VCU, like, pep band tuba player come with us, the dancing tuba player. He plays with us, but we haven't got him into a full practice yet. It's just been me and him. I've been teaching him the songs, but... We'll have them in one time.
Right. Well, you're working on an orchestra. All right. So once again, introduce everybody who's in there and what they're doing.
Okay. So Stu, who's viciously eating macaroni.
Thank you for the macaroni, by the way.
Not at all.
He is the best youth player I've
ever. I don't know.
Well, he's very modest, but he's very good. He works at Fan Guitar, actually. And he's adding all the playful ukulele on here. Vlad here, he's mandolin player and... He plays guitar, and on that last song, he was actually playing electric guitar with a volume pedal. So he was creating like a swell technique.
Yeah.
And then we have Tim, who plays violin. He's awesome. He's toured before.
Right.
And then Drew, who's played with the Richmond Symphony Orchestra.
Nice.
Yeah, he's our upright bassist, and he's
bringing in some ringers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's awesome. He's got the upright bass. Ian over here is playing piano and glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
That's right.
They brought in a freaking glockenspiel.
He's actually the leader of another band that me and Vlad are part of, Energy 2000, which is a space rock band.
Oh, awesome.
Space Dream Pop.
Sorry. Yeah, we go around and we put on robot suits and we play like space music.
Oh, sweet.
Astronaut suits, actually.
Oh, sweet. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And me, I'm the accordion player.
All right, and your name is?
Juan Harmon!
Master
Harmon.
Juan Harmon, very nice. And I've actually, a friend of mine even posted on Facebook a video that she took on her little cell phone. You were playing on the corner of Marshall and Adams, like next to Cezanne, like in front of Cezanne.
I had no idea this existed.
Yeah. And you were just playing, you know, just on like a Thursday night. Just, you had nothing better to do. And so, you know, that's what you do when you have nothing better to do. You just go on a street corner and just start playing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I live in Jackson Ward.
Yeah.
And I try to put a little bit, I try to bring a little bit of art to Jackson Ward. It's coming back. Cezanne's really.
Oh, I know.
And the Guar Bar, they're all bringing life to Jackson Ward.
Yeah, they are. Well, good.
I'm actually just playing on the street, and, you know, so I can get like $5 for McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard out here for, you know, musicians, unemployed musicians.
I understand. And believe me, I've always said, man, there's no, my dream, my idealistic romantic dream, and I'd never do it. But my idealistic romantic dream is just to play my guitar in the streets play for your supper. That to me is like the noblest thing you can do is play. You're literally playing for your supper.
Yeah,
you
know, Donald. For a couple bucks. Almost like a bard from medieval times.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that's my idealistic romantic ideal that I'll never achieve. But it's always nice to.
Well, not with that attitude.
I need to hang around with you a little more, maybe perhaps. All right. Well, so tell us. We dropped, as the kids say, y'all dropped the album back in December. It's called Garçon.
Yeah.
Nice. So, and this is with these people that you have in the studio now.
Yeah. We're Garçon was. It's actually been. I've been working on it since I've come to Richmond. Actually, the majority of it I wrote within like a 2 month time span before I released it. But a lot of the songs you heard last time. Those are songs I wrote with Vlad. But a majority of this was. Written in like one span, but also like within a very long time.
Right. Nice, and it's gorgeous. I mean, you produced it yourself, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's all recorded, produced, poorly mixed, and poorly mastered by me.
The basements of Jackson Ward.
The basement of Jackson Ward. Yes, and it comes through that the grittiness of it comes through. But that's fantastic. All right, so where can people find this?
You can find it on karamazov.bandcamp.com. It's for free.
Should we spell it out for people?
Karamazov, yeah, I'm sure we
should. Karamazov, Karamazov, however you wish to pronounce it.
K-A-R-A-M-Z-O-V.
You missed an A.
Oh, I did? K-A-R-A-M-A-Z-O-V.
Yeah, that's the one.
.bandcamp,
B-A-N-D-C-A. You don't have to spell that.
.com.
And I'm pronouncing Karamazov. That's how I know the pronunciation.
Are
you guys being pretentious? And,
it's actually supposed to be pronounced in all caps with parentheses.
Yes. Nice. Yes, that's how I've always known it. The brothers Karamazov.
Exactly.
Dostoevsky.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, Karamazov. And I'll actually put a link on it to the post here on www.rar.org on the Pop Goes the World post, so you can link to it from there as well. But yeah, Karamazov, Bandcamp, and check out the new album. And for the most part, all you guys in there have musical training. You're all like VCU music students, right?
The only person here with musical training is the bassist.
Yeah. Well.
Two weeks ago, I had a Gold Rush in here with two other symphony musicians.
Really?
Yeah, Matt Gold on a stand-up bass and Teresa Gold on violin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, it's like we run a classy joint here.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, Stu, our ukulele player, used to play bassoon for VCU.
I did for a very short period. And then before that, even more Richmond Youth Orchestra for about 4 years.
And you found that there's more money in the ukulele than the bassoon, right?
Yeah, being a lone bassoonist, as a solo performer on the street playing bassoon, you don't make all that much money. It's not very appealing.
Yeah, and the chicks don't follow you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They really don't.
Yeah.
A uke isn't much better.
No, I personally think the bassoon is one of the most beautiful instruments. It's got such a gorgeous, gorgeous sound.
It really can. It can.
So. I think so.
It's one of those instruments that you play for 8 years, and for the first five, you sound horrible.
Right, sure.
But, you know.
And your grandma likes it, so that's okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, God bless Gammy.
Yeah, God bless her.
God bless her, all right.
Shout out to my grandmother.
Nice. All right, well, so what's in the future? Are we playing anywhere? Are we doing any more recording? What's going on in the future for Karamazov?
Actually, I have, the other day, I planned a whole entire concept album. That's what we're working on right now. Actually, the end of this set, I will be playing the first part of it, which is titled Prelude, Garçon Emerging from the Sea.
Okay.
And it's about a boy who was
No, you were
born.
Telling me, you were doing this on the when you were here last time. You had this fantasy about being rescued by a mermaid.
Oh no, that was a different song.
Oh,
that was
okay. All right.
This is actually live. This is actually it's about a little boy who I guess water is a reoccurring thing that I do.
Yeah,
but
clearly.
He's born on the bottom of the sea and he shoots up and he finds himself in a floating world, It's like loosely based on the Edo period of Japan.
Oh, awesome.
And he's going to be like singing songs for prostitutes and slaying babies. But it's going to have some pretty parts.
Nice. Yes. Well, let's hope so.
You're right. Yeah.
Singing songs for prostitutes and slaying babies. I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a pretty different... it's going to be a different approach to music that I'm taking. Because I'm going to be writing it mostly on piano.
Okay.
And all of these songs I've written on accordion.
Nice.
And accordion has limited like my left hand capabilities as you can't play an augmented chord on an accordion.
Okay.
And
everyone knows that.
Common sense.
So it's gonna be a little less folky. A little bit more like Debussy.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, good. Well, good for you. All right. Well, you guys are going to do a second set for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, let's get to that. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, live on Pop Goes the World, it is Karamazov.
Yeah, this next one is titled Vals del Niño, and that's Spanish for The Waltz of the Little Boy. And it's pretty much just a little boy dancing with his dad. That's the idea of it. Thank you. This is, well, you're listening to Karamazov on WIR. And this next one, guitarist Vlad.
Yeah, I think
he'll tell the story here.
So the story is simple. It's the story of, it's a very melancholic song about, you know, it's like when you meet someone and then you have to leave. And you don't get to spend that much time with that person. Yeah. So this is a very melancholic tune that I would want. And
well, the story is.
Yeah,
is,
you should tell the story.
The story is Vlad was in he was visiting his home country of Moldova. Was it this December or in the
it
winter?
It was this December, yeah.
Yeah, it was in the winter, and he went to the brutal Moldova, and he met a Polish girl named Anastasia, and they really hit it off.
Pretty sure he got to first base.
We're getting off track here.
This is a little Anyway, this is a song that is titled "Nocturne for Anastasia" and written by Juan and myself. Thank you.
I think one's playing now. All right, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. This is Pop Goes the World. Karamazov live in the studio. You got more, right?
Yeah, we got. This is the piece I was talking about. That's
right. Right.
So yeah, here we go. Are we ready?
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And as a matter of fact, our lovely Jacoby Harris, who does a show here on a late Saturday night, it's called The Tympanum Effect, just posted on the event page there. These guys are fantastic. So there you go, man.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Kudos.
Tell them we said thanks.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I'm sure he's listening right now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Karamazov live on Pop Goes the World. Guys, thank you so much for coming down and doing this, man. We appreciate it. And bringing the frickin' Glockenspiel.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty small instrument.
Well, Enzo, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Not at all. That was fantastic. All right. And I will post the link up to the Karamazov Bandcamp page on the Pop Goes the World blog there on www.wrar.org. Once again, thank you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Karamazov on Pop Goes the World.
Thank you so much. Thank you.